carry. God seemed fit to let me carry. It wasn't because of how good I was. But he enabled to put this in my hand. Now, this is what he's saying. He said, I gave it to faithful men. Watch this. There's a lot of preachers ain't faithful. I know y'all ain't want me to say that. A lot of preachers ain't faithful. Smith, define faithful. Though that what God tell, you go do it. No strings attached. Just go do what he say. And he gonna make everything right for you. That's faithful people. People gonna discharge their duties without grumbling and complaining. But they discharge their duty. Why? How can they discharge their duty without grumbling? Because they're a new creature in Christ. Yes. Old things passed away now. Behold, all things now has become new. My God, my God. I like to be a new boy on the block. Yes. Yes. Jesus said this. And we're coming to close. As long as I was in the world. Y'all listen to me, please. Please listen to me. As long as I was in the world, I was. Now watch the verb that he uses. I was. Personal pronoun first and then a verb second. I was the light of the world. Now look what he said. Listen to what I say. We got to catch on now. It's time out for foolishness. He says, long as I, personal pronoun, was in the world. Listen to this. Listen to the good. Was in the world. I was the light of the world. It caught it yet? Then he commissioned me and you and us. Now that I ought to go back to my Father. This is so sweet here. I love this. You ought to be jumping and shouting when God called you to speak the word of God. He said, now that I got to go back to my Father, this is what he told everyone else in here. Ye, which means you personally, are the light of the world. And he didn't stop there. He said, you are sitting in a dark place that sit on a hill that can't be hid. Can't everybody see you? If you in Christ, your light gonna shine everywhere you go. Ain't no man can put it out. He might take you out, but your light gonna still shine. Because it's going before God's glory. He said here, we close, we through. Ephesians 4:22-24. Put off the old man concerning the former conversation, which is corrupt, according to deceitful lust. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And that you put on the what? New man. Which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. This is not my word, y'all. Don't get upset with me. This is the word of God. And he went on to say, and I find out sometimes we do this in the church.
God bless you. We hope that this message has encouraged your heart. We invite you to come worship with us at our Sunday school service beginning at 9 a.m. Our morning worship service at 11 a.m. Bible study every Wednesday night from 7 to 8. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, you can write us at 2627 Willow Glen Road, Alexandria, Louisiana. Again, thank you and may God bless you.
It's gonna be all right.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
No need to worry.
The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel. Transmitting all day.
Thank you. God bless you in Radio Land. God bless to all my father's children once again. This is Yours in Christ, Reverend Gregory, asking you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do. No matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it, my friends. That book of Genesis, the Revelations, is real, and I'm asking you, my friends, not to give up.
Whoa.
Just that faith, my friends, just that faith of a grain of mustard seed can bring you through. Sure. As we read through the Bible and seen how Jesus had walked the land, he also sat in that desert, being tempted like some of us out here have been tempted throughout life. And we have to keep that spirit with us to be able to overcome situations that you never thought you'd see in your life. Get your pencils and paper ready. Write down the mailing address here in Atlanta. Write down the telephone number. Call me today. Yes, you, my friends, that have that situation into your home to where you and your mate are not getting along. Yes, you that have that arthritis, that gout, that rheumatism, that diabetes. Yes, you that want to grow hair on your head or even have a problem with your nature on vacation. Yeah. That pain in your body, you can't stand up and cook a good meal for Sunday, can you? I'll show you, my friends, how they used to do it in the days of old. Yes, friends, this is Reverend Gregory in Atlanta. Back then, my friend, there used to be someone on the farm there that can put a croaker sack across their back, go off into the woods and pick up all kind of stuff, come back, wash it off, rinse it off, then sit it down and boil it and strain it so that they can get back in the fields the next day, my friend. Telephone number, friends, 404-212-2444. Yes, my friends, we've had herbal remedies for a long time. That arthritis, that gout, that rheumatism, my friends, I'll show you, my friends, better than I can tell you. Telephone number, friends, 404-212-2444. Write it down. Don't try to memorize it, for you know when old Satan gets busy, you can't remember your own address. That's 404-212-2444. When you call, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me a prayer prosperity package. You might want to dress around your home and pray over your own home without anyone else there but you. You might have enemies throwing those stones and hiding their hands. You might have financial problems that are out of hand. You might have a problem where there's no peace, nowhere you are, even on that job to where you go make your daily bread. Telephone number, friends, write it down. That's 404-212-2444. Yes, you, my friends, that are going through sickness in your body and have been to the doctor. Oh, good Lord. And the doctor's still running those tests all that time. But you're saying to yourself, you know what a pain is. What can you do to stop it? Medicine cabinet so full you can't even put a toothbrush up there. Friends, I know that God is real. And if you have just that faith, just that faith, my friends, you too can come through. Write down that telephone number once again. That's 404-212-2444. No matter what you're facing, no matter where you have been in the past, no matter what situation is coming right there in your path, those stumbling blocks that others have thrown in front of you and still doing it, my friends. Yes, you that want that loved one back, that husband, that girlfriend, that boyfriend, that wife. And you know someone has broken your home up. I want you to write down that number. Now, those of you that are writing, friends, get that pencil, get that paper ready, friends. Write it down. This is Reverend Gregory here in Atlanta asking you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. Again, that's 404-212-2444. Oh, yes, bless me now, right?
And you called me and you told me that you had a problem.
Right.
What was that problem?
He was on drugs and drinking, aggravating me, arguing with me all the time. But now he has stopped.
Stopped, huh?
Yes.
Fussing and fighting?
Yes.
Just because you took with the package that I sent you?
Right.
And you have peace in your home?
Right, it helped it.
It helped it?
Yes, it
now,
did.
Now, before, you were telling me that at a certain time of the week, he would stay gone for 3 or 4 days.
Yes, he done stopped that.
He stopped that?
He stopped that. He's been home with me every night.
Every night, huh?
Yes.
Doing just what you need?
Yes.
I guess that's the reason you called me.
Yes.
All right. Tell me something now. Would you suggest anyone else that had a problem in their home to call me?
Yes, I would. You're very good.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you. You know, I never pat myself on the back. I like for other people to do it for me.
Well, you are. That's the truth. I didn't think it was going to work, but it is.
Oh, my God. Now, my friends, that mailing address is Post Office Box 16903. That's P.O. Box 16903, Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. That's Reverend Gregory, Post Office Box 16903, Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. My friends, when you send that prayer request in the mail, you write down everything that you're praying over, every situation that you're facing. Remember to include your own mailing address and telephone number if you wish for us to call you back. Whatever donation you send towards the ministry, my friends, oh, good God, you send it from your heart. For if it's not from your heart, friends, there's nothing anyone can do with it, not even yourself. Again, my friends, write down that mailing address. That's Post Office Box 16903, Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. That's Reverend Gregory. That's G-R-E-G-O-R-Y. Oh, my God. My friends, I'm going to ask that you join us right now for just 1 minute of silent prayer. You might be praying with someone that you don't even know that's having the same troubles that you're having. If you're driving or on the job, don't close your eyes. Lay your hands on that radio. Let's fill the skies right now, my friends, with just 1 minute of silent prayer. Join us, my friend. Hug your child. Hold your friend's hand. Lay your hand on that Bible just for a minute, my friends. Join us. Just 1 minute of silent prayer. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Christ in your heart, my friends.
For me, and I'll pray for you. The world will be their place if you pray for me. Every night when we lay down, we say, Lord above, and he will be there.
my God. Yes, my friends, here on this Easter Sunday, Good Friday weekend, we are asking that you, my friends that are in need, you, my friends that have situations around you, that keep that prayer in your heart, my friends. Keep that Spirit of God within you. Now, my friends, write down that mailing address. Again, that's Post Office Box 16903. That's P.O. Box 16903, Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. And I know, my friends, that you'll be glad that you did. Oh, my God, my friends, our time is drawing down. I'm going to ask that you, my friends, write down that mailing address and telephone number. Again, that telephone number is area code 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, just dial us right back. Again, that's 404-212-2444. When you call, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me one of those prayer prosperity packages. And I know, my friends, if you have just that faith, you too can come through. Situation can be turned around. Just that faith, my friends. Again, 404-212-2444. Those of you that are bringing up children, my friends, give them a chance to read through the book of Proverbs. A little wisdom is a lot to waste. Prosperity, my friends, is knowing what to do with what you have while you have it. For after it's gone, after it's out of your sight, after it's way on back down the road, is something else to get right back there where you were. Again, friends, that telephone number, 404-212-2444. When you call, my friends, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me one of those prayer prosperity packages. Whether it's for sickness in your body, whether it's for enemy dropping it down, whether you're dealing with witchcraft, hoodoo, and voodoo, and you want to pray it away, whether you have a problem right now holding on to what you've acquired throughout life, whether right now there's a court case pending and it seems unwinnable. Yes, you that are looking for peace, prosperity, and success in your very own home, you call me, my friends. Again, that's 404-212-2444. This is Reverend Gregory in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, asking you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do, friends, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. Our time is drawing down. We ask that you pray with us as we pray with you. We ask you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do. This is Reverend Gregory in Atlanta, Georgia. Once again, that telephone number, 404-212-2444.
Not defeated, cast down, but not destroyed. There are times I don't understand, but I believe it's turning around. found for me. I've had struggles and disappointments. There are times I felt so alone. Some of my friends, they let me down, but I still believe it's turning around for me, around for me, around for me, around for me, it's turning around.
Just say it into the atmosphere.
Around for me.
Around
for me.
It's turning around.
It's turning around for me.
'Cause I can see the breaking.
I can see the breaking of day. God is making a way. Change is coming for me.
If I stay strong.
If I stand strong and believe,
there's no reason to doubt. I know He's working it
out.
And it's turning around.
It's turning around for me.
This is the good news.
And it won't always be like this. He will perfect that concerning me. And sooner or later, it'll turn in my favor.
Sooner or later, turn in my favor.
It's turning around.
Just lift your hands to the atmosphere and claim your season of turnaround. Hallelujah. Now let's say this together. Come on.
Around for me.
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 It's turning around for me.
Turning around for me.
I can see
around for me.
I can feel it happen
around for me.
Around for me.
Around for me.
It's turning around, yeah.
It's turning around
for another.
that concerning me. And soon or later, turning my faith. Can we just say that?
Come on, y'all.